Aloha. I'm sitting here at the lovely Pioneer Inn with the captain of Algeria and skipper Colin Jackson. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his adventures on his trip here with the crossing from Victoria, Canada to here. And they just arrived about a half hour ago. Colin, tell me a little bit about your adventures.
We haven't, we have a crew that have never done it before, so except for me. And I last did it in 96, so it's been 18 years since I came and did this. I headed off on this race in 96, and I thought there would be a different path. But when I got back, my dad said to me, you know, the first time you did it, we were worried about you. I was a teenager sailing to Hawaii with somebody who wasn't my parents. And then on the next time, he thought I was crazy. And then the third time was 96, and he says, you know, we're going to have to lock you up if you want to do it again. He says, you get your buddies together, I'll get my buddies together, and let's all go race to Hawaii. And 2 weeks later, he had a brain aneurysm and he died. And so we actually just dropped something of his to the finish line here at the Kanapali, and that was him doing the trip with us. And last night he was giving us a run for our money in the 47.9 wins.
But yeah, that storm definitely brought in some a little bit of weather out there, huh?
Yep. The guy who talked me into it last September was actually his last doctorate. He met him at the ICU and couldn't do anything for him. But he came to me last fall and said, I've got July off. Am I going to go sailing with you? Or am I going to go sailing on my own boat? And so he kind of pushed us to get a crew together and really good group of guys. We laughed our whole way here. We had lots of stuff we broke, you know. A bunch of spinnakers, a bunch of guys up the mast, but a really good group of guys. This is a lot of fun.
Good. I had a chance to chat with the three J's, as I'm calling them, as they were telling me about the little spinning up there on the top. You guys got caught in the ropes.
Yeah, we had to send some guys up to clear out the spinnaker that went all around the forestay, and at one point, the guy flipped around. He got unhooked and flipped around, and when he was facing back to us, he said, "Hello." And then stood back, and the owner of the boat was on the boat, and he said, "Stop laughing, it's not funny." And I said, "It's hilarious. You know, it is dangerous, but it's also funny." So,
and no harm, no foul.
Nobody got hurt. Actually, that's not true. I actually pulled my shoulder out on the second day, trying to pull down the first pinnaker that got damaged, and it decided to fill up and try to take me off the boat with it. So,
I said, thank God for backups, huh?
Yeah, but I had a doctor aboard, so he put me back together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, congratulations on the crossing, and that's quite a feat. You know, it's just to do it and come home safe and sound, and especially with the storm and everything.